Right now, set aside your other tasks and cares. Sit or lie down comfortably and feel your body rest as it settles into agreement, accepting to simply be. Let your eyes gently close, at least most of the way, and avoid looking around your surroundings during this practice. Breathe comfortably, perhaps slightly less often than usual, but also slightly deeper. Notice tight spots here and there in your body, in your mind, and be aware of letting them ease into softness. Turn your open palms upwards. Concentrate for a moment on the contact of your palms with the air. Feel the balance in your body, and if needed, make slight adjustments to perfect this, to reduce the pulling and imbalance towards left or right, front or back, your head, your shoulders, your feet. Notice as you inhale, our world's air greeting you, offering sustenance. With each out-breath, send back to our world everything you wish to release to it, thankful for its acceptance. After each exhalation, pause briefly, focusing on the gentle contact of your palms with the air. Sense now that in this stillness, movement is becoming less and less physical and increasingly present in another dimension. A dimension always present, yet too infrequently lived to be readily perceived as it really is. Now, especially as you breathe out and just after, focus your awareness on your hands, on those tools meant to touch, hold, work, and transmit greeting. They seem to be holding an awareness of yourself, like a giant soap bubble with very little material essence now, yet clearly and increasingly filled with your presence. And when interrupting thoughts come babbling through like a brook, let them float down, down, and away, since this time is not theirs. Take a moment more to notice that now your hands seem to touch more than just the air that surrounds them and your own presence. Move them very slightly, one palm towards the other, but ever so gently, and feel a sense of energy held between the two, almost like a pressing against your skin. Allow and welcome everything and everyone that has now arrived to be held in that space. This is your portal, your entry, right now, into our world space. Open into it, seeing the horizon draw nearer. And today, like other days of the challenge, enter into your deep inner silence, a peacefulness filled with courage, filled with strength, filled with that compassion that connects yourself to all others who are no longer other. Welcome a presence of giving abundantly. Welcome a presence of thankfully receiving. Your heart, your life force, is now opening on the target, that place, but especially that home to those feeling beings whose need for your peace, for your compassion, is immense, a huge need. This feeling had already surfaced in your studies of this target during your preparation for the challenge. Perhaps too much for a single soul to touch, to take in, to hold, to provide needed sustenance. But rather than slipping away into thought, into fear, into darkness in this moment, realize that this darkness is simply a passing shadow of the challenge. You increasingly sense, coming into now with each quiet breath, your presence among others united in this moment, you, them, a diversity fused together into one, with clear and unifying purpose. And now, rather than sensing only your hands and the increasing energy between them, you become aware of something moving through you and out from your hands into our world. And all seems bathed in light, or rather all, and even yourself, are now radiant light traveling through space. You begin to see increasing clarity with increasing vividness, seeing what you have also previously studied and previewed, seeing it more fully, and as though seeing through a thousand eyes. Now you see, or more exactly sense, through your spirit's eye, are increasingly aware of a man, his uniform chest covered with medals and ribbons, shouting a speech from a balcony while a crowd shouts below, though no one seems to be listening. On a square with yellow buildings, a uniformed soldier carries a weapon. He walks in front of what must have been a school with overturned student desks visible through broken windows. A barricade with enraged people on either side shouting across it and hurling stones and insults. Noisy army trucks carrying soldiers leaning out from inside and others on top, truck after truck passing in all directions, veering to avoid fires and holes and one another, trying unsuccessfully to avoid bombs dropping from the air. Women are crying before countless injured and corpses, whom other women and children are covering with plastic bags and sheets. A man in a suit and tie with very shiny shoes puts a pistol to his head and pulls the trigger. In a doorway, a man is beating a woman while she does her best to hold in her arms a small injured child. To either side of them, at tables, something is being sold and handfuls of money are being exchanged. In all this suffering and madness, a procession, men carrying statues, carrying basins, and pulling goats by ropes tied to their waists. The procession passes the school and moves up a side street, then reemerges to move up another. Suddenly, you become clearly aware that this is somehow how it was. As you focus upon these events more and more, trying to understand and sensing deep compassion for what you witness, this is not what is real. Or if it was, it is gathering up, it is fading like smoke in the wind, leaving you to rest in your breathing. You have been perceiving how it was until now, until this instant, in your breathing it in and slowly out, in your hands, passing through your hands, not in time, or perhaps in all time. And the soldier, perceived an instant before, is now very present and speaking, but he cannot make himself understood. His words, strung together, have no sense. And you and your hands are filled with a strange sensation, remaining quite in awareness. It is though you have deftly seized his heart, purposefully and are holding it, examining it systematically. Your hands notice a heaviness. Then they press together ever so gently, moving intuitively, almost instinctively, somehow knowing that this infuses this unwell human heart with much needed compassion, unblocking its access to peace. Others with you in the light have found a way to surround this heart and your hands as well with theirs. You clearly sense the warmth of these hands on the back of your own. Your hands seem thereby energized and further perfected in their grasp, in some new knowledge assisting their compassionate task. Now the heart seems to disappear from your hands in a sea of hands and radiant light, transforming into a giant flower, opening and borne aloft. And there in the light, you remain conscious, fully focused, and aware in the present, where, at the tables in front of the school, now quite completely intact, people are aligned and casting ballots. An election is in progress. Beyond a fountain offering a continuous abundance of crystalline water, the school's doors are opened wide, with children entering, carrying their books towards circles of student desks. A soldier, looking uncertain as to why he is present, simply sets down his weapon in a barrel, turns, and walks away as though now suddenly very clear in his destination, in his true and immediate purpose. Others shout and stare his belief as he goes, and then a second soldier does the same. Then a third, and a fourth. The barrel begins to fill, and you see sights and faces and architecture and vistas that you now realize you have been carrying within you prior to this day, prior to this moment. And they are now in this reality. They are here, manifesting before you, now. In a small room, a family sits at their round table. One chair remains vacant. They hold hands and close eyes. All seem to be breathing quietly and in unison. Your presence is clearly sensed, and you are invited to sit as well. And suddenly, all become aware of a deep sense of peace, a consciousness which floods you as well, infinitely beyond thought, yet fully encompassing. They silently communicate from person to person a deep sense of being cared for, as though newly born, as though seeing a child for the first time and held in the arms of a mother who you are now aware is somehow in this moment of abundant love, certainly yours as well. A man, the one whom you first encountered as a soldier, now enters, sits on the one remaining chair, joins hands with the others, and rests in this silent, shared feast, this blessing of peace. And now, as you return to focus on your breathing, rest also with them, and with all others, here in the joy of your beautiful and magnificent gift of peace. Thank you for living with others the challenge this day. Thank you for your conscious transmission of compassion. Thank you for sending them peace. And as you return in a few moments to your day, know that the blessings of peace return with you. I'm sure you are already, or will soon be, quite aware of their rewards. Feel free to copy, save, download, and paste everywhere in your corner of our world this guided exo-meditation. It is not copyright. Share it with your friends and read it with them. Share it with those whom you believe do not like or appreciate you, and read it with them. Read it with those who share your life, especially read it with your children. Read it with your cat or dog. Read it with your favorite plant or in your garden of flowers, beautiful vegetables, fish, or rocks. Read it with others where you worship. Imagine at work an entire office taking 20 minutes off or 20 minutes on to meet the challenge. Read it on the bus or train with those riding beside you. Read it right before going to sleep. Read it as you dream of our new world. Always finish with a reminder to return tomorrow, 12 noon, Greenwich Mean Time, for the challenge at sendthempeace.com.